The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out the program talking about events coming up at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs there start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Coming up Thursday, February 21st, it is Johnny Cash at San Quentin. Johnny Folsom Four and Friends. Every Johnny Cash fan should see this special 50th anniversary theatrical recreation of Live at San Quentin, one of Johnny Cash's most legendary and iconic performances by Johnny Folsom Four. The show will feature a full recreation of the entire performance, including June Carter Cash, Carl Perkins, the Carter family, and the Statler brothers. It stars David Burney of the Johnny Cash tribute band, Johnny Folsom Four, as the man in black. Thursday, February 28th, it's Aaron Lewis, the State I'm In Tour. Aaron, a singer-songwriter, made his country debut in 2011 with the certified gold single Country Boy, followed by the release of his first full-length solo album, The Road. Friday, March 1st at Carolina Theater, Varsity Vocals. It's the 2019 ICHSA South Quarterfinals. This is the high school edition of the real-life competition featured in the film Pitch Perfect. The best high school a cappella groups from around the Southeast United States will be competing to move on to the Southern semifinals or the South semifinals. The music starts at 7. Then Saturday, March 2nd, it's the ICCA semifinals. This is dedicated to providing top-notch collegiate a cappella groups with valuable feedback from highly qualified judges. The young vocalists also have the opportunity to showcase their talent to an international audience and develop relationships with each other, cultivating the art of a cappella singing and a lifelong love of music. That show also starts at 7 on Saturday, March 2nd. Then Monday, March 11th, it's the Tower of Power. Oakland, California music legends Tower of Power, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music, is roaring into its unprecedented 50th anniversary with a dynamic new disc of all-new material that finds them as energized and inspired as ever. Wednesday, March 13th, exploring the frontiers of science and human potential with astronaut Mae Jemison. Jemison blasted into orbit aboard the Space Shuttle Endeavour on September 12, 1992, the first woman of color to go into space. Now founder and president of two technology companies, the Space Flight was just one of the series of accomplishments for this dynamic woman. She entered Stanford at the age of 16 on a scholarship. She graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in chemical engineering and fulfilled the requirements for an A.B. in Afro and Afro-American Studies. She earned her doctorate in medicine at Cornell University Medical College. Jameson's program starts at 7:30, but there is a meet-and-greet from 5:30 to 6:30. Friday, March 15th at Carolina Theater, Rob Schneider. A household name and a bona fide comedy star, Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Saturday, March 16th, the Dollop Podcast. History buff and comedian Dave Anthony was considering starting a new podcast in 2014. His idea was to write up an unknown story from American history and read it to a different comedian each week. Having not heard of the story before, Dave hoped the comedian's reaction would be hilarious. He gave it a go, and his first guest was comedian Gareth Reynolds. They immediately clicked, and fans flooded social media telling Dave to never change the co-host. Monday, March 18th, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, plus Lucinda Williams. Steeped in the sounds of the Deep South, Williams and Lloyd are pillars of American music. Raised in Memphis, Lloyd has long expressed his hometown's musical heritage through the soul and might of jazz. A masterful saxophonist and flutist with a riverine sense of melody, Lloyd has added rock and soul to jazz landmarks and lent his improvisational gusto to rock legends. Likewise, Williams, a Louisiana native, mixed country, rock, and folk long before it was fashionable. As a songwriter, she is as poetically incisive as she is ruthlessly honest. As a singer, she is the ultimate emotional conduit, capable of mixing romance and rage in a single song. This is a Duke Performances event. Wednesday, March 20th, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Thursday, March 21st, at Carolina Theater, Anushka Shankar. Friday, March 22nd, Evening with Niles from the All Melody Tour. Switching gears to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, and the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, Wednesday, February 20th. The Alan Parsons Live Project. Alan dabbled with live performances in his late teens as a folk blues acoustic player and as a lead guitarist with a blues band called The Earth in the late 60s in his hometown of London. But as soon as he landed a job at the famous Abbey Road Studios, it became clear that the world of sound recording was to dominate his career. He was fortunate enough to work as assistant engineer on the last two albums by the group known as the Beatles. Thursday, February 21st, the Piano Guys. They became an internet sensation by way of their immensely successful series of strikingly original self-made music videos. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, the Rock of Ages 10th Anniversary Tour. Nominated for 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Rock of Ages captures the iconic era that was the big bad 1980s Hollywood, featuring the music of hit bands such as Styx, Poison, Twisted Sister, and Whitesnake, among others. This 10th anniversary production features a dynamic new cast. Sunday, February 24th, at DPAC, Wildcrats Live 2.0, activate creature power. Get ready to dive into another classic Wildcrats adventure with the Krat Brothers as they combine live action and animation with Martin and Chris live on stage, and the rest of the team on screen at the Tortuga headquarters. Experience live on stage the electrifying excitement and the inspiring quest of the Krat Brothers. Tuesday, March 5th, it's James Bay. Bay's a 3-time Grammy Award-nominated and Brit Award-winning multi-platinum singer-songwriter. He aspires to push his own musical boundaries with his latest album, Electric Light. Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 10th at Sesame Street Live. Join the fun with an interactive show that unfolds on one of the world's most famous streets at the funniest, furriest party in the neighborhood. Tuesday through Sunday, March 12th through the 17th at DPAC, Dear Evan Hansen. a letter that was never meant to be seen, a lie that was never meant to be told, a life he never dreamed he could have. Evan Hansen is about to get the one thing he's always wanted, a chance to finally fit in. Dear Evan Hansen is the deeply personal and profoundly contemporary musical about life and the way we live it. Then Monday, March 18th, it's Joe Bonamassa, hailed worldwide as one of the greatest guitar players of his generation. Joe has almost single-handedly redefined the blues rock genre and brought it into the mainstream. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 19th and 20th, Tap Dogs, the global dance sensation, hits the road on an international tour of jaw-dropping new surprises. And Friday, March 22nd, is Jackson Browne, an American singer, songwriter, and musician who has sold over 18 million albums in the U.S. Coming to prominence in the 1970s, Brown has written and recorded songs such as These Days, The Pretender, Running on Empty, Lawyers in Love, Doctor My Eyes, Take It Easy, For a Rocker, and Somebody's Baby, just to name a few. All right, let's move to Raleigh for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. All right, Wednesday, February 20th, I'm With Her. This is a Pinecone event. I'm With Her is Sarah Watkins, Sarah Geraz, and Aoife O'Donovan. 4 years after their formation at an impromptu show in 2014 in Telluride, Colorado, the band released their debut album, See You Around. The album has garnered praise from NPR, which instantly hailed the collection as willfully open-hearted, and The Guardian calling their sound both ethereal and purposeful. Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. On Wednesday, February 20th. Thursday, February 21st, Freedom Train. This is Classic Productions. This play tells the thrilling story of Harriet Tubman, the Moses of her people, in a fascinating series of highly theatrical scenes that use dance, dialogue, and music of the period. Tubman was born a slave, but when she was 25, she made her perilous escape from a Maryland plantation. The escape route that Harriet followed soon became known as the Underground Railroad, and she quickly became one of its most celebrated conductors. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2. This is North Carolina Symphony at Maimande Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday, March 1st, Delamay with special guest Lindsay Liu, again a Pinecone event, with a sensitive yet assertive approach that's steeped in tradition yet firmly rooted in the present. Delamay is a collective of five versatile instrumentalists and vocalists. They draw from a bottomless well of rootsy influences to create vibrantly original music that conveys the band's expansive musical vision with timeless lyrical truths and an unmistakably contemporary sensibility. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater, and the curtain goes up at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, Brahms Symphony No. 2, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maimande Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd, Believe National Talent Competition. The time has finally come to flaunt those dance skills and compete against some of the best teams and solo performers nationwide at Believe National Talent Competition. Contrary to conventions that focus on evolving skills and teach new styles of dance, this talent competition purely focuses on who will win the championship trophy. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, March 3rd, it is Franco Escamilla. Franco is a comic entertainer born 1981 in Mexico. He's a musician, comedian, and stand-up performer. He is well known as El Diablo, the Devil, or El Amo del Sarcasmo, the Master of Sarcasm, for his YouTube videos of sarcastic jokes for adults. He brings a style of stand-up comedy with a rough, sour touch and with a black humor that has characterized him in his artistic career. This is Maimandi Concert Hall at 7. Sunday, March 3rd, Leah Crosetto, North Carolina Opry? The North Carolina Opera, excuse me. North Carolina Opera is proud to present soprano Leah Crosetto in recital with pianist Mark Markham. The program features classic songs by Rebecki, Poulenc, and Rachmaninoff, George and Ira Gershwin, Richard Rodgers, Harold Arlen, and Sammy Fain. The program also includes the North Carolina premiere of Eternal Recurrence, a new song cycle by American composer Gregory Peebles. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. Wednesday, March 6, Pieces of Gold, a Wake County staple for more than 30 years, showcasing student talent. It features about 1,000 Wake County Public School students singing, dancing, and performing to a packed Raleigh Memorial Auditorium each March. Curtain goes up at 7. March 7th through the 24th, An Evening of Bernstein and Robbins. And I looked this up because I really get confused, Bernstein or Bernstein. And it seems that he pronounced it both ways, depending on how old he was. Younger, he did Steen. And then when he got older, it was Stein. So anyway, it's An Evening of Bernstein and Robbins, Carolina Ballet, a celebration of the 100th birthdays of Leonard Bernstein and Jerome Robbins, icons of classical music and ballet. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th, Broadway by Request. This is part of the North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Your Broadway dreams come true as the symphony invites you to choose the hits you want to hear. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall. Friday through Sunday, March 8th through the 10th, Star Systems Talent. This is a family-based dance competition company, now in its 31st year in the competition industry. The founder has over 30 years dance experience as both a student and an educator. Having owned a competitive dance studio for 16 years, Marcy Tuttle began Star Systems with an abundance of experience that has shaped how she runs Star Systems. She knows the needs and wishes of studio owners, parents, and most importantly, the dancers. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Monday, March 11th, Puddle's Pity Party. The sad clown with the golden voice is here with his heartfelt anthems and a suitcase full of Kleenex. This pity party is not all sadness and longing. The show is peppered with a brilliant sense of the absurd, mixing lots of humor with the awkward, tender moments. Puddle's Pity Party has 305,000 fans on Facebook and over 120 million views on YouTube, with indelible interpretations of classics by ABBA, Bowie, Cheap Trick, and Queen, and his unforgettable mashup of Pinball Wizard Folsom Prison Blues. Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, March 12th, The Cat in a Hat, Classic Productions at Memorial Auditorium. And we're all familiar with The Cat in the Hat. Thursday, March 14th, the Experience Hendrix 2019 Tour. Experience Hendrix celebrates the musical genius of Jimi Hendrix. Billy Cox, bassist for both the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Band of Gypsies, anchors a rhythm section that provides the foundation for exciting renditions of numerous signature Hendrix favorites. This is at Memorial Auditorium, and the concert starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, March 15th, Chopin and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony, Friday Favorite Series. That's at Maymandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday, March 15th, Lauren Daigle, Look Up Child Tour. Life experience often serves to sharpen a songwriter's edge and provide them with a more colorful palette to draw from when creating images with their music. Though she's young, Lauren has lived a lot of life, and those experiences, some challenging, others exhilarating, enrich her perspective and create her heartfelt worship music. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Moving on to audio described performances, Thursday, February 21st, it is Cabaret. This is at NC State's Stewart Theater. It starts at 7:30. Sunday, February 24th, Men on Boats at 3:30 in the afternoon. This is a Justice Theater project at Umstead United Church of Christ. Sunday, February 24th, Charlotte's Web. Carry Youth Applause at the Carry Arts Center, and the performance starts at 3. Sunday, February 24th as well, Junie B. Jones, the musical. This is a Raleigh Little Theater production, and the performance is at 5. Tuesday, March 5th, Life of Galileo. This is Playmakers Repertory Company. Galileo, father, hero, heretic, when a chance discovery leads to evidence of a seismic shift in scientific thinking, Galileo sparks a dangerous dispute with authority. This is Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Also on the audio described performances list, Sunday, March 10th, Trumbo. This is Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. The words of two-time Academy Award-winning screenwriter and novelist Dalton Trumbo come to life in a humorous memoir. Dalton's wit made him a Hollywood legend. This performance starts at 2. Saturday, March 16th, we've already talked about Dear Evan Hansen at DPAC. This is the 8 o'clock show. Sunday, March 17th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. This is a Raleigh Little Theater production, and the performance starts at 5. Saturday, March 23rd, The King and I, Broadway Series South, Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Saturday, March 30th, Two Trains Running. This is a Triad stage in Greensboro. Stand up for what's right and experience the genius of August Wilson. It's 1969 in the Hill District of Pittsburgh. The city plans big for what they call urban renewal, but Memphis Lee's diner stands in the way. He and his customers fight for survival on the precipice of enormous change. Discover what really matters in this slice-of-life masterpiece that digs deep into the heart of the American dream. It starts at 2. Friday, April 5th, The Royal Family. This is at NC State University. Based on the notorious Barrymores, this play follows the career of three generations of Broadway actors. Grandmother Fanny is planning a comeback. Mother Julie is at the height of her career. Daughter Gwen is just starting out. And brother Tony has forsaken the stage for a career in film. This hysterical comedy celebrates dedicating one's life to the stage while giving a whole new meaning to more drama than your mama. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall, NC State University, at 7:30. And then Raleigh Improv, it's on Parkside Main Street, Cary, February 22nd through the 24th, Philippe Esperanza. Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd, Brooks Whelan. Thursday through Sunday, March 14th through the 17th, Jeff Dye. Friday through Sunday, March 22nd through the 24th, Country Wayne. Thursday through Sunday, March 28th through the 31st, Aries Spears. Then coming up in April, the 12th through the 14th, Marlon Wayans. Goodnight's Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, it is Christopher Titus. Thursday through Saturday, February 28th through March 2nd, it is Nikki Glasser. Thursday through Saturday, March 7th through the 9th, Brad Williams. Thursday through Sunday, March 14th through the 17th, it's Lunell. Thursday through Saturday, March 21st through the 23rd, Heather McDonald. And then Thursday through Sunday, March 28th through the 31st, it is Gary Owen. And looking at the partial list of the lineup at PNC Arena, Saturday, February 23rd, it is Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday and Sunday, March 9 and 10, Monster Jam. Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John. Yes, you heard me right. Elton John and his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Friday, March 15th, Mike Epps, Funny As-ish Comedy Tour. Sunday, March 17th, it is Mumford & Sons with their Delta Tour. Friday, March 22nd, Winter Jam 2019, Tour 360. Friday, March 29th, the Millennium Tour 2019. And Friday, April 5th, Overcomer Tour with Dr. David Jeremiah. And then coming up on Saturday, April 6th, it's KISS and their End of the Road Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.